What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Fit Cook Life podcast. I am your host, Coach Ronnie Denman, and this is my first solo season since Cam has joined the military. He's out at basic training right now, so I am taking the reins on the podcast, and we're talking all about fitness, food, and mindset. So get ready to have some fun, take some notes, and let's dive into it. Today's podcast is being brought to you by the sponsors over at Apothecary ATL. They are our number one trusted source in the Sandy Springs area for CBD. If you are interested in learning anything more about CBD and how it can help you in your fitness journey, make sure to follow them on Instagram at Apothecary ATL. Now, without further ado, let's get into the podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be giving you guys a brief update of what's been going on in the Fit Cook Life community and why there hasn't really been a podcast in a couple of weeks. All right, guys, so welcome back to a new episode of the Fit Cook Life podcast. First and foremost, I do want to apologize for the pause in the episodes coming out. I've had a lot on my plate recently, and the Fit Cook Life has actually had to move locations, and I'm going to get into that a little bit more, but things have been super stressful. But I'm just going to give you a quick update here. This episode is going to be super brief and just letting you guys know what you can expect going into the future, because I do have some updates for the podcast. So, I mentioned it before, we're in a new location. What happened, Coach? Why are you in a new location? Let me break that down for you. Okay, so I'll give you a brief overview of what happened, why I moved from the other location. If you didn't know, Cam and I were training out of a Snap Fitness that was located right next door to the podcast sponsor, Apothecary ATL. So we were able to meet the owners of that gym through our connections at Apothecary ATL. And we found out that they were kind of struggling with business, and they were low on members. It was kind of that weird time frame where gyms were allowed to open up after COVID, but people weren't really coming into the gym, so they were struggling for a little bit. And we wanted to come in and we wanted to help out and bring our clients into the gym, and that's what we did. And it was amazing and it was great. And then come towards the end of the year, we started getting conversations that the lease was going to be up in the next couple of months. And the owners had told us that they didn't know what they were going to be doing with the lease. So in the back of my head, I always knew, okay, if worse comes to worse, we need to start looking at different places that we can start training our clients out of if something were to happen and we weren't able to continue training there. And it's wild because it was right about this time as that's when Cam really decided that he was going to be joining the National Guard. So I knew within the next couple of months that everything was going to be on me and there was going to be some big changes that had to happen. So naturally, we kind of got a little stressed out, and then we started digging in and looking into different locations that we could potentially move our clients to. And then everything came to a standstill. And then Cam left, and now I was like on my own for the past couple of months trying to search around for new training locations, because I figured out that the owners at the place that I was at before was going to be trying to sell it, and if they didn't sell it, they were going to just give up the place altogether and let the Snap Fitness come back and take back all the equipment. So I was super stressed out. I've been like looking around for different locations, and some of the locations around this area that I wanted to stay in, the rent that they were asking for was absolutely astronomical. But thank goodness for connections and having good friends that want to help you out and want to help you see succeed. I was able to meet someone who is an owner of a gym here in the Sandy Springs area. He's an amazing guy, and he owns the Fitness Firm Studio right down the street from City Springs here in downtown Sandy Springs, just a couple streets over from the previous location that we were at before. And I'm happy to say that I've been in this location for the past 2 weeks, and I think we're going to call it home. So we now have a new training location for all of our in-person clients. And I am happy to say that I'm now accepting new one-on-one training clients. So if you are interested in working with me, make sure to reach out. Head on over to the website and sign up for your free 30-minute clarity call. See if I'm a good fit. We can talk about where you are in your fitness journey right now and see how I can help you push it to that next level. You can also send an email, info@thefakehooklife.com, or you can always reach out on social media as well. You can follow me at Ronnie Denman, but it would be my honor to help you transform into the best version of yourself, all while having a great time. So if you're interested in training with me, don't hesitate to reach out. I love working with all different people, all different ages. It doesn't matter where you are right now. I can help you if you've never started working out before, or if you're a seasoned veteran looking to switch things up and just have fun with your workouts. I got you too. But as you can tell, I'm super excited to be in this new location. So for real, if you guys are interested in working with me one-on-one, we have a new place to call home, and I'm very happy. But I want to give you guys a couple more updates here about what's been going on in the Fit Cook Life community. I have a huge update here on Coach Cam. As of today, Friday, May 14th, he has officially graduated from basic training. And I'm so happy for him, and I'm so proud of him, because I was able to talk to him a few times while he was in basic training for like 2 or 3 minutes at a time. And last I heard, about 2 weeks ago, he was the leader of his platoon, so he did absolutely amazing, and I know that he is going to do great going forward as well. And on top of that, he wanted me to give everyone here in podcast land a big shout out, let you guys know that he misses talking on the podcast. He has a lot of really good stories that he's going to be bringing to the podcast coming up in the future once he gets back. And it's going to be super exciting. I'm so happy for him, and I want to let you guys know that that is a milestone that has occurred. He is going to be going into some kind of schooling afterwards, so he's not going to be officially back yet. But he really wanted me to let you guys know that he says hello and that he's doing well and that he misses you all. But other updates to the podcast coming up in the future, I think I've finally secured a couple of guests to bring onto the podcast. So you're not just going to be listening to me. I realize that it's hard for me to just sit in front of the mic and carry on a conversation with myself unless I spend like an hour making notes ahead of time. And with my schedule getting busier, it's been harder for me to make those notes. And so I haven't really been able to prioritize the podcast as much with everything going on. But going forward, what I want to try to do is bring out at least one episode every 2 weeks. I'm going to try to get back onto the schedule of doing once a week. And if I can get more guests to come on, it's going to be a lot more fun, because it just seems a lot more natural. So if you are interested in coming onto the podcast as well, make sure to reach out the same way that you did before. You can always go to the website, you can always send an email, or you can always reach out on social media. But those are the updates that I have right now for you guys. We're in a new training location. Coach Cam has graduated from basic training, and we're going to be getting back on a more regular routine with the podcast, and we're going to have some guests coming on. So that's it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed the update. If you didn't listen to the previous episodes all about the macros, where I broke down carbs, fat, and protein and how you can start prioritizing them in your nutrition, make sure to go back and listen to those episodes. They're super important. I tried to keep it very simplistic so you could understand it better, but it is something that is super important in your fitness journey. So make sure to listen to those episodes and share them with a friend. But that's going to wrap it up today. Thank you guys. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Fit Cook Life podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, make sure to share it with a friend. We love to build the community. And if you guys ever have any questions for me, or if you have any topics you want me to cover in the future, make sure to send me an email, info@thefitcooklife.com. Also, if you're interested in training with me, make sure to check out the website. We have training specials on our online training, personal training, and small group training right now. Just head on over to www.thefitcooklife.com. If you're not following us on social media, you definitely should be. You're going to get the most up-to-date information on there. Check out what's going on in the community at The Fit Cook Life. You can also follow me directly at Ronnie Denman. And until the next episode, I hope you guys stay safe, have fun, and get active.